Welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays by the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on supply trends, category updates, brand awareness, and what's hot in the market. Join us each week from San Francisco Bay, California, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Dan, the Produce Man.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays from the Produce Industry Podcast. I'm Dan, the Produce Man, along with
Patrick Kelly.
Oh, and not only is it fresh from the fields, but it's in our fridges. Now, Patrick's fridge is in Florida, and my fridge is in California, the Bay Area. So there could be two different things in the refrigerators. But then again, my refrigerator is in a bachelor pad, so it can, you know, just imagine what you might see in there.
There could be a Twinkie mixed with coconut water in that fridge, everyone. I'm not sure what could be in there, but if
there could,
I know,
but it's about 12 years old.
I was gonna say, and it's about 12 years old, but if I know Dan the Produce Man, he's gonna have some cool items in here. And you know what, we thought it was a great idea to, you know, host this What's in Your Fridge episode to get you thinking and really conscious about what's in there, because I have a feeling as you start looking for your produce items, and Dan, when I say it like that, everybody, you have that little produce section where you can pull out and it tells you to put your produce in. You always know you don't eat enough produce when all your produce fits in there. Okay, people? Like, I know this because I have produce all throughout my fridge because it doesn't fit in that little stupid produce section that they try to give you. They should get, I don't know why they don't give you a bigger produce section or a meat section. They like give you little like buckets, right, Dan? And this stuff is sometimes, sure. I buy, you know, 18 corn at a time. I'll buy like 4 packs of it, right? I got, you know, the peppers and everything else. So
That's where the secondary refrigerator out in the garage comes in handy.
I was gonna say out on the patio.
yeah. Well, I had one in a house I lived in prior to this. I had one in the garage and I had one in the house. So when I bought a turkey for Thanksgiving and this and that, I had extra stuff in there. A lot of cold beer in there at the time too.
Yeah. I'm in Tampa. I've got kids, the youngest being 6 months old and the oldest being 9. And so we've got a lot of juicy juices, a lot of grapes, you know what I mean? But let's get down to this because, Dan, let's go one for one, I think is the best way to do this. I would say beauty before age start. So wait, no, that can't be you. That'd be me. So okay, age before beauty. Let's go that way. We'll let the respectful man of Dan the Produce Man go first. I was calling you beauty, and then I realized I said age, and I was like, oh, wait, I can't do it that way.
Yeah, don't get fresh with me. Just the produce. No.
Yeah, don't get fresh with me. Just stay fresh. Yeah, so I think we just go head for head, one for one, Dan. So let's get on this. I say you start out, my friend. You go first product. Tell us what the product is, if it's got a brand on it, and what's your favorite thing about the product. So just 3 quick little things, and then shoot it back over to me.
Okay, and then remind me to give you a tip about arranging produce in your refrigerator afterwards. Okay, so whatever device you're listening to right now, folks, whether it's your phone, the car stereo, at home, the computer, whatever it is, just put your hand on it so you can feel what this is and then guess. Hey, you know what? You're absolutely right. I happen to have here some Romano beans. These are Italian beans. They are absolutely delicious. Now, these are the green beans that are flat. They are not your round green beans, but listen to this. That's a nice, fresh green bean right there. Romano beans. You don't want to cook these al dente. You want to cook these down till they're waxy texture. And what I like to do is chop up a bunch of tomatoes, throw them in a pan, put these Romano beans in there, and just let them simmer until they're ready, about 20 minutes. Absolutely delicious.
Those sound fantastic. Okay, so everybody just turn that volume up. Turn it up a little bit, okay? Because I want you to really hear this. Well, man, a staple item in the Kelly household is apples, okay? And we always have whole apples and cut apples. We buy these because they're easy for lunch boxes, they're easy for after school snacks, and they're delicious.
Dan, is that a Honeycrisp?
What do you got? Hey, listen, I can't tell you what the, looking at the package, we have my mouth full, everybody. That's what we have at this point, okay?
This is real produce, folks. This isn't okay. Just, you know.
You know what it says on the bag? Eat good, feel good, and eat fresh. Well, that's exactly what I'm doing. So this is a sliced apple bag by Crunch Pack.
Slice. No, they're probably.
And I'm telling you, I think it's a granny. I think it's a granny. I think it's.
Oh, okay. Is it?
That's what I'm trying to figure. I mean, it's definitely a granny. I was going to say, I see they don't have it peeled. It's not peeled. It doesn't even say.
Gotcha.
But you can taste it, Dan. So back at you, my friend. What's next?
Oh, baby, I have got some fresh Black Mission figs here. They're just so luscious and delicious. Now, when the best way to get these things, sure, they're sold by clamshells in the bigger stores, but if you can go to a smaller market where they sell them by the pound, then you can go through the figs that are there and pick out the softest ones, because the softest ones are the ripest ones, and those are the ones that have the flavor. A fresh Black Mission fig, all figs are just an inverted flower is what they are. They're not even fruit, but boy, are they just tasty and delicious. You slice this up, toast it a little bit on the grill, maybe put a little bit of cream cheese or goat cheese on it. Bottle of wine. Ooh. And you're feeling fine.
I love it, man. I love it. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to go back to a few weeks ago. We talked about peppers, and everyone, I'm going to reach in the bag. Oh, I got a yellow one. Remember that sound? Let's remind them of that sound. Oh, that right there is a sweet pepper. We've got orange. We've got yellow. We've got red, everyone. We, again, have these in our fridge as a staple item, everyone. I love to make different melodies with these, right? My daughter eats these clean with ranch, okay? And what I like to do is I like to get some sweet peppers, some sweet onions if possible, by Awahi Produce, or obviously if they're down here, Buck Naked Onions. And then I would like to get some Brussels sprouts. I cut all of them up. I put some vinegar. Some olive oil, some sea salt, some pepper, and a little bit of extra garnish that I'm not going to tell you what it is. Bake it for 20 minutes. I have told you many times this is an item that we love. Sweet peppers, again, they're awesome. This is by Sunset. I got the big bag from Costco, inspired by flavor, everyone. The sweet bell peppers. Oh, and Dan, guess what? They're greenhouse grown. So
yes,
these are some good peppers right here, everyone.
So these are the mini sweets, or you were thumping a bigger pepper, but we also have the mini sweets. Is that what you're?
Nope. These are all the big sweet bell peppers. It's a big bag with two yellows, two reds, and two oranges in it.
Sounds groovy, brother. You know, I have here, these are little gem lettuces, and you want to hear the sound of lettuce? Sure. Check this out. Okay, when you squeeze your head of lettuce, that's what it's supposed to sound like. Just like that. Now, obviously, I didn't just do that. I squeezed it ahead of time, recorded it, and then edited it in. But here you go. See, it's kind of too low. That's why I had to deal with the audio there and make a clip. But anyway, little gem lettuce, the crispy tender lettuce, absolutely delicious, makes a perfect salad. The heads are small, which is kind of nice, especially if you live alone, you can just buy yourself a little miniature head of lettuce and away you go. I eat this almost every day for my salads. I just love it. So check it out. Little gem. Little gem.
That's awesome. You know, what's funny is like sometimes, or no, not sometimes, most of the time when I hear you talk about some of these items, it's putting new ideas in my head, everyone. Again, what is in your fridge? What do we have, people? Now, I'm going to go to the next item here. And this is obviously my wife's favorite, and we got the green beans. This is one of the, again, I say staple items, Dan. There's like 13 to 14 items that are staple items every weekend in the Kelly household. Green beans is one of them. Definitely love green beans. We love the fresh green beans. We even love canned green beans. I mean, I'll be real with you. I know even some of the canned green beans, they say, oh, there's no health in that, right? It's not nutritional. But again, we do. Sometimes it just depends on what we're mixing it from. You know, with the holiday season right around the corner, guess what, everybody? A green bean casserole with some mushrooms. Oh, baby. I'm telling you, I can't wait for the holiday season to come. But again, green beans. Every week, we've got green beans in the fridge.
You can't go wrong. Sorry, I was eating a fig while you were talking. I was hoping you'd talk a little bit longer about the green beans so I could keep eating, because I could eat this whole bag.
I didn't have any logo on that one.
Well, that's okay. Okay, I just took it out of the bag, as you heard. I have here with me, it's organically grown by Lakeside Organics. Now, this is a jumbo zucchini. Huge. I look for the biggest zucchinis that I can find when I'm going to prepare a specific dish. I like to coin them, and then just a dab. And I mean, you know, less than a tablespoon of either olive oil or toasted sesame oil, or truffle oil is really good too, in a pan. That's it. Now I take my herbs and I throw them all in a bowl, and then I slice the zucchini up and I mix it all up with my hand so it gets all over. A lot of onion powder in there too. And then I fry them up. And then what I do with those is I use them when I'm going to make these mini burgers as burger buns, because I'm not eating any bread. I'm eating zucchini and the burger. So it's very, very keto. I would say ultra keto, because a lot of keto out there right now is just like eat a lot of fat. This particular keto that I like to do 3 or 4 times a year, there's no fat except for the little bit of the oil that was in there. No fat. And it's good. You can really shed some pounds in a hurry if you want to do something like Ideal Protein. So anyway,
yeah, get that keto diet.
That's what I do with the zucchini. Yeah. So it's another.
I like it.
I saw that on Instagram. Okay, that's not mine. I saw it on Instagram. Someone was frying up some zucchini, and sometimes I do yellow squash and making those burgers. And you can do it with veggie burgers too, which I do quite a bit as well.
Oh, that sounds fantastic as well. Well, I'm going to move on to my next item. And this is one that I talked about with the weekend winners with Indianapolis Fruit Company, that Zespri Kiwi Fruit Gold. That's the brand Zespri. It is product of New Zealand. And these things are so sweet. And you could literally just take a scoop right out of it or just take an instant bite. Comes individually packaged and sweet as can be. These are not staple items. This is a new item in my fridge.
You know, that gold kiwi has a very interesting history. Back in the early 2000s, my good produce pal Guido the Gardener and I were promoting Zespri Gold Kiwi, which had just hit the market here in the United States. And this original gold was shaped a little bit different than the Sun Gold Kiwi that we have now. The original gold kiwi marketed had a tapered stem end. They called it a beak, and it had this very tropical flavor. But what happened was this bacterial disease hit all the kiwi fruit vineyards in New Zealand and wiped out that gold kiwi fruit. It was something called PSA, I believe. Luckily, the folks at Zespri had another gold kiwi in the works called the Sun Gold. And the Sun Gold proved to be resistant to that bacterial disease that killed off the other gold kiwi. And that replaced the original gold kiwi. So it's interesting. This new Sun Gold Kiwi has even more of a tropical flavor than the first one, and that was outstanding. And the skin is a lot smoother, so you can eat it just like you would eat a peach. And Zespri used to claim that out of the top 26 fruits in the produce department, that gold kiwi ranked number one because of the nutrients in the seeds, in the skin, and in the flesh. And there's just not enough time to get into all those nutrients, but look it up. Gold kiwi fruit, absolutely delicious. That's a good one, Patrick. Now, I have some bananas here. Now, unfortunately, they are not Equifruit bananas, but I am really looking forward to the day when they can be Equifruit bananas without me having to travel to Canada.
I'm looking forward to trying them, too.
Yes, absolutely. So, I have your regular Cavendish Dole banana, which is a good banana. In fact, speaking of Equifruit Fair Trade bananas, let's hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Equifruit, an importer and marketer of fresh bananas. Equifruit is committed to 100% fair trade, which means no crummy wages, super safe working conditions, and nothing but love for the ladies. Driving innovation through impossible to ignore merchandising, Equifruit is the only banana you should buy.
Everyone, we have an APB out on a buck naked onion. This onion is produced by Owyhee Produce, so we have to be on the lookout. Whether you're a retailer, food service distributor, or a wholesaler, this onion is whole, it's hearted, and it's a buck naked, everyone. To all you civilians out there, please, let's catch this buck naked onion.
Folks, welcome back to Fresh from the Field Fridays from the Produce Industry Podcast. Dan the Produce Man here with you, and
Patrick Kelly, everyone.
And Patrick, your refrigerator, let's get into your next item.
You know, I have plenty more items, and I totally forgot to look in the grocery section. Dan, right? And I say it like that because, you know, in my pantry, that's where the potatoes go. That's where some of the other things go, right?
Oh, right.
And then on top of that, I totally didn't go into in my freezer. So we're going to have to, you know, come back with episode or segment two and segment three of what's in your pantry and what's in your freezer. So to finish out, you know, really what's in my fridge, I do. I've got some South African Karakara oranges, the pink navel, everyone, that are sweet as can be. And if you know me, I'm a citrus guy, so I love having my citrus in-house year-round, everyone. Favorite citrus item, the Deco Pond. If you're a consumer out there, you might have seen that as that sumo orange, everyone, right? It's a sumo tangerine, also called a Deco Pond. That's the variety. And then I've got grapes. I've got California grapes, right? I've got broccoli. I've got other items that are just staple items every week. I've got corn, and then I've got red potatoes. I've got yellow potatoes. I have two different types of onions. So as we move through the fridge, I'm going through these items. And like I said, they're all sitting right in front of me. And I just think to myself, what great items to have in the fridge week in, week out. If you go and you open my fridge, you definitely see produce on all different levels, Dan. So what's left in your fridge, my man?
Well, that's good, Patrick, because you're really eating what you sell, and that's, you know, that's what it's all about. You're eating what you promote, and really, if you don't eat what you promote, well, unless you're promoting cars or stereo equipment, you don't want to eat that. But anyway, if you're eating what you promote, you're the real deal, and that's what we do here on the Produce Industry Fresh from the Field Fridays. All right, I told you that my refrigerator is a bachelor refrigerator, but it's absolutely spotless. It's clean. There's no science projects in there. I just don't want it in there. So, but this isn't in my refrigerator, but it's on the counter. These are dry farmed early girl tomatoes. And what they do with dry farmed tomatoes is they take the plants, and when they're about, a foot and a half, 2 feet high, and they dig a hole way, way, way down, about a foot to a foot and a half, and they put the plant in the ground with just the tip of it sticking out. Throw some water in there, and then they're never watered again. And the roots go down, 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 further than surface plants, looking for other minerals that you don't get at the surface, and moisture, and it makes these very intense flavored tomatoes. So I have these right here, Early Girl Dry Farm tomatoes, and mushrooms. We talked about mushrooms a few weeks ago. I have some oysters in my refrigerator and some chanterelles. Mushrooms full of selenium, which is great for our skeletal muscles, vitamin C and choline, and even a little bit of vitamin D. So that's it. That's my refrigerator today. Besides all the salad stuff that I have in this massive fruit salad sitting next to me, that I've also dumped a few macadamia nuts and shell pecans into as well.
You know, Dan, I will tell you, I mean, let's go through a couple of these items now. It's like, I'm going to count and then, you know, let's go. Ready? We got grapes. We've got oranges. We've got potatoes. We've got broccoli. We've got onions. We've got peppers. We've got mushrooms. We've got green beans. We've got bananas. I mean, time after time. I mean, let's keep going. I mean, what else? You said cucumbers. I mean, that's 10 items right there off the bat that are week in, week out items. We have corn. So everyone, I mean, just right there, 10 to 14 different items in fridges. What is in your fridge, everyone? What can you strum up and bring to the table? What color can you put on? What freshness can you deliver inside your household? Go to your fridge, get inside of it, and start ripping it apart. Start figuring it out. And Dan, I think you have a couple comments. I think you want to let the listeners know how can they go about organizing their produce in their refrigerator.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's right. So years ago, I interviewed Graham Kerr. Some of you may not know him, but many of us knew him as Graham Kerr's Kitchen, The Gathering Place on PBS, and of course, The Galloping Gourmet. So he was on my radio show years ago, and he gave this tip. He said, look, you put your fruits and vegetables in that bottom thing, in the bottom of the refrigerator, and then they're out of sight, out of mind. You forget about them, something gets buried, and then it goes bad, and you don't get to it. Well, throw your other items in those drawers down there and get yourself a nice Tupperware type thing or things to put on the top shelf of your refrigerator. Now, when you open your refrigerator, all your produce is right there. You can't miss it. It doesn't go bad. You end up using it all because it's staring you in the face saying, eat me, eat me, eat me, eat me. So there you go. I think it was a great tip, and so I thought I'd share it with you.
Hey, I think it's a great tip, and the second tip, or actually it was the first tip originally, it was go get an extra refrigerator and put it in the garage or outside. That was the OG tip, everyone. And then, you know what? We are going to have a second segment. We're going to talk about what's in the pantry. We're going to talk about those dry produce goods, and then we are going to literally go through the Antarctic freezing cold freezer and see what people keep in their freezers, everyone. So, Dan, this has been an awesome episode.
We'll do that on a hot day.
Oh, a very hot day. So,
yeah.
Listen, everyone.
Real quick, though, Patrick, real quick. Folks, reach out to us on the Produce Industry Podcast Facebook and Instagram pages and let us know what's in your refrigerator.
Well, Dan, it's been a great episode talking about what's in our fridge, and look forward to many conversations with all the people out there chatting about what is in their fridge.
Thanks for tuning in to the Produce Industry Podcast, Fresh from the Field Fridays. Until next week, I'm Dan the Produce Man, reminding you that it's always best when you get it fresh.
You've been listening to Fresh from the Field Fridays with Dan the Produce Man. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Anchor to get fresh weekly episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Produce Industry Podcast and at Dan the Produce Man. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.